Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to all things fun and family and festive and fall. And whoa, the alliteration is killing me.
Elizabeth. We love that alliteration. Let's keep it going with Happily Haunted.
Falling over myself. Bookworm Gardens is the place to be. And, well, it's... 'Tis the season for a spooky season, right?
Not so spooky is what we call it. Happily Haunted. Yes. Not so spooky.
But
Halloween.
It is spooky season, and this is for families. This is for anybody, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's our favorite and largest event of the year. Happily Haunted Gardens, twinkle lights, and costumes, and just a Halloween explosion celebration.
We were just talking before we went on the air. My nephew, who is now 15, I believe, went to this 10 years ago. It was one of the first years you guys did this. Had an absolute blast. You've been doing it all these years, and so you kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah,
I mean, you did then.
It's one of our longest running festivals. It's been going for 13 years.
It is so
incredible.
Fun. Yeah. And it encompasses the whole month of October,
yeah,
which is
it's
cool.
It's a lot. It's a lot of dates. It starts this weekend. The Happily Haunted portion starts Saturday and Sunday, and then it's the next two weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in both of those weekends. So it's big, long festival.
And if the weather gets weird or whatever, I mean, well, you push it back and you do something else or whatever, but hey, you know, brave it. Why not? And have some fun, right? Lots to do for kids of all ages. I mean, I made the mistake of saying, hey, it's for little kids, but it's really for anybody.
It's really for anybody. Yes, I immediately jumped on you for that.
Yeah,
it's really for anybody. The event is so much fun. I mean, I'm 38. I enjoy the heck out of it. I bring my own children who are everywhere from 6 to 14. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, people should take this in. What is it? If people, it's trick-or-treating, kind of, and it's costume fun, and it's lights, and it's...
Yeah, the biggest draw is the lights.
Yeah.
The twinkle lights all over the gardens gives us a completely different way to experience Bookworm than what you get during the day when you see the beautiful Botanic Garden. So that is really the prime component, are the twinkle lights. And who doesn't love twinkle lights? It's so much fun to be immersed in that environment.
Yeah.
Most visitors come wearing costumes. That's really highly encouraged, and it's really fun to see the creativity of so many of our visitors. You get a treat bag at the end, so there's no need to bring like a trick-or-treat basket with you, but you get a treat bag on your way out. There's a story time. There's a pumpkin walk where you get to see the pumpkins that other people have decorated or carved, mostly in the theme of books. So that part's really fun. There's concessions. You can eat dinner there, chili and hot dogs, and it's a good time.
Elizabeth,
good time will be had by all.
Tell me now at Bookworm Gardens the cost for all of this for people coming in. It varies. It's different, right?
It varies. Yes. If you're a member, it's $10 per person. If you're a non-member, it's $15. Two and younger have no admission fee.
Okay.
I recommend that you pre-purchase your tickets, which you can do online at bookwormgardens.org. This event very often sells out, especially those Friday and Saturday nights. So I recommend that you do that in advance. There are a limited number of tickets at the door, but really you are going to want to purchase.
And the reason, obviously, for limiting the numbers of people, I mean, you would have thousands and thousands of people there. It would be crazy to just open this up to everybody. It would be chaos.
Came 10 years ago, that's probably what it felt like.
Yes, it was chaos. And so it was hurting cats. And this is much more organized and this is the way to do it.
Yeah, honestly, it's still a lot of fun. There's still a lot of people, but it's a better experience for all with that organization.
Okay. With the elephant in the room is the booze and brews. And that was supposed to happen this weekend.
Oh, it's supposed to happen tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Booze and Brews is scheduled for Friday, which is tomorrow. And at the moment, we are carefully watching the weather to figure out what we do about it. So either the weather cooperates and we still have it, or we have a rain date of November 3rd, and then any tickets purchased would be shifted automatically over to that November 3rd date. Anybody who's already purchased tickets should have an email in their inbox from us. They can also call or email us to get that information. But we are keep all your fingers and toes crossed that the weather decides it doesn't want to be 90% rain.
Elizabeth, you cannot plan for monsoon season in Sheboygan. So more information about Happily Haunted.
Online. Happily Haunted Online has all of your information. It includes things like parking and more details if you're a detail person that likes details.
Mm-hmm,
if you go on bookwormgardens.org, you can find all of the information about Happily Haunted.
And it's bookwormgardens.org.
Yeah, bookwormgardens, all one word, .org.
All right.
Bookwormgardens.org.
We'll see you there.
Ben, are you coming to the event?
Absolutely. And I will be a poor disc jockey again this year for my costume.
Oh, excellent.
I'm wearing it this morning.
I'm going to copy you and do that same costume,
I think. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.